ketua sengaku. Luing pali tili tingku lenai li limu tane ku ya ai.
Nalu. Big and clumsy, always wearing that silly grin. This is the impression that most people had of Nalu. The village elders had no idea what to do with him. Whenever Nalu went off to play with his friends, more often than not, he'd end up getting separated from everyone. He'd show up the following morning, still grinning ear to ear. As punishment for getting lost, Nalu was given many difficult chores to do. As he worked, Nalu grew even bigger and stronger. Nalu was as nice as he was big. When the others laughed at him for getting lost in the jungle and coming home later than everyone else, Nalu would patiently explain. Mama Monkey had asked him to help her pick some bananas. Whitey the Bear had made him listen to some jokes. Bobo the Deer had become lost and needed to be taken back to her mother. Nalu got tired of trying to explain to the others. He began to say that he had simply fallen asleep in the jungle. And there was one other thing. Whenever Nalu got lost, he'd return to the village carrying a big bunch of fruit, the juiciest, most delicious fruit in the whole jungle. The villagers enjoyed these tasty treats so much that every time Nalu left the village, they actually hoped he'd get lost. In the year of his 16th birthday, Nalu received an order from Black Ears, the village chief. Nalu's mission was to carry Black Ear's daughter, the princess, across two mountains to participate in a neighboring tribe's annual harvest festival. All along the way, the princess told Nalu jokes, putting him in a wonderful mood. Later, when he thought about this trip, he couldn't help but chuckle. She was the sweetest girl Nalu, or anyone else in the kingdom, had ever seen. At every important occasion, Black Ears would have Nalu stand behind him. With the mighty Nalu at his back, Black Ears would speak extra loudly. There was one thing about the young man that worried him, however. His hunting skills were really terrible. Most 16-year-olds already had extensive hunting experience. But Nalu had never even killed a muntjac or wild boar, let alone a bear. Instead of souvenirs from battle, his necklace was decorated with a few small shells and stones. All that stuck out of his headdress were a few lonely chicken feathers. The princess was now a beautiful woman. It was time to discuss her marriage. One day, the chief of the Paiwan tribe, Hamayo, visited Black Ears. Dressed in a vest made from the skin of a clouded leopard, Hamayo looked most impressive. Black Ears greatly admired Hamayo's vest and made an unexpected announcement. Whoever could catch a clouded leopard and present it to him as a gift would receive the princess's hand in marriage. News of Black Ears' offer spread quickly to all the tribes in the area. All the greatest hunters in the land readied their bows and arrows in preparation for the competition. Nalu was the tallest, strongest, and toughest of them all. Unfortunately, he was also the worst at hunting. It was rumored that a famous hunter from far away in the south was going to participate in the hunt. They said he was strong and agile, and had once even fought a bear with his bare hands. And this hunter had a fearsome name to boot, Tiger Kill. The leopard hunt was not only a chance to win the hand of the princess, it was also a chance to determine which tribe had the bravest warrior. When a clouded leopard was spotted on Snow Mountain, all the warriors prepared their best food and equipment and hurried off. Nalu took only an empty bamboo basket, a few arrows, and a knife. Without any food whatsoever, he also headed into the mountains. For someone who looked so big and clumsy, Nalu was surprisingly agile. In less than 3 days, he was far ahead of the other hunters. On the fifth day, Nalu felt that something was not right. He felt the icy stare of a pair of eyes coming from somewhere in the darkness behind him. Whether they belonged to man or beast, he couldn't be sure. Then, Nalu spotted something in a tree. He couldn't believe his eyes. Sitting on a branch was his good friend Monkey Longhair. Nalu called happily to Longhair, who called back and jumped down from the branch to greet him. Swoosh! Thwack! An arrow shot through the air, piercing precisely the spot where Longhair had been sitting. That was a close one. The pair of eyes that Nalu had felt staring at him from the shadows now appeared. This was the first time Nalu had ever seen a man as big and strong as himself. The man apologized, saying he didn't know the monkey was Nalu's pet and that it was a good thing he missed. The man had been following Nalu for 2 days and felt honored to be competing with someone so strong and agile. He said he had come to hunt the clouded leopard. Then, very politely, the man told Nalu his name, Tiger Kill. Monkey Longhair was awfully clingy. Nalu thought he might get in the way during the hunt and told him to go back home. Nalu never imagined he'd meet up with his legendary competitor so quickly. Actually, Tiger Kill turned out to be pretty friendly. He gave Nalu some of his meat jerky, and Nalu gave him some of his fruit in return. The two became good friends. When they arrived at Eagle Cliff, Nalu told Tiger Kill that Snow Mountain lay just beyond Wolf Falls. When Nalu and Tiger Kill passed Wolf Falls, the two friends decided to part ways. Because Nalu had never hunted a single animal, everyone in his village looked down on him. But Tiger Kill discovered that Nalu knew the mountain forest better than anyone else. He also found that Nalu and the animals shared a special connection. Following his instincts, Nalu easily made his way to Snow Mountain. He scoured the area for clues and learned that some wild boar families had moved away, that a bear had stepped in a bee's nest, and that a wild boar had fought fiercely with a pack of wolves. Tiger Kill followed closely behind. He felt that Nalu had been blessed with a mysterious power. If he followed Nalu, he'd surely find the clouded leopard. Nalu waded up the river for several days, encountering many animals along the way, but still no trace of a clouded leopard. One day, as Nalu was spearfishing, a snake fell from the sky, giving him quite a start. It was Tiger Kill playing a joke on him. The two friends had a good long chat. Then, after sharing some food, they parted once again. Not long after Tiger Kill left, something incredible happened. Nalu's heart began pounding. He didn't dare breathe for fear of scaring the animal before him. A young clouded leopard cub. The cub looked at Nalu silently. Nalu relaxed, adjusted his breathing. He made himself calm, finding harmony with the air, with nature, and with the wind. Nalu used Tiger Kill's meat jerky to coax the cub towards him. The cub sensed his goodwill and slowly moved closer. Nalu and the leopard cub played for hours and hours, totally unaware that the cub's mother was watching them from behind. The mother leopard was so steady, yet light on her feet. No wonder Nalu had no idea she was there. What noble, graceful markings she had! Nalu was certain this was the most beautiful creature nature had ever created. Wild animals tend to keep their distance from humans. This is especially true of a strong female raising her young. But Nalu had a mysterious friendliness about him. The mother leopard soon accepted him as a friend. Nalu spent several days with the leopard mother and cub. Though images of the princess's beautiful face often flashed through his mind, he was so taken with the animal's beauty that he couldn't imagine trying to kill them. He also couldn't bear to let the other hunters kill the leopards, and began destroying their traps and leaving false clues in order to throw them off the leopard's trail. One day, Nalu found an arrow lying on a stone by the river. He knew immediately that it was a warning from Tiger Kill. Avoiding the other hunters was simple. Getting rid of Tiger Kill wouldn't be so easy. From atop a rock visible from the canyon, Nalu did a warrior's dance. When Tiger Kill showed himself, Nalu spoke out his truest feelings.
"My respected friend! All the many young warriors and great hunters have crossed so many mountains and rivers without seeing a single clouded leopard. This means they are almost extinct. If we continue to hunt them and fail to protect them, our world will never again be able to enjoy these beautiful creatures. Please go back home. Leave the leopards alone, and you will be a true warrior."
Tiger Kill felt nervous but excited. He finally had a chance to win the princess's hand, honor for his tribe, as well as the title of number one warrior. He was also happy to have met such a worthy opponent. To show his respect for Nalu, Tiger Kill was willing to give Nalu 2 days, after which he would hunt the mother leopard. Once the hunt was on, Nalu must stay out of his way. Nalu knew that if the cub lost its mother, it would have no chance to survive in the harsh mountain environment. Thus, leading the mother and cub across towering peaks, he helped them escape from Snow Mountain. Nalu felt bad about breaking his promise to Tiger Kill and apologized to him in his heart. Seeming to understand how Nalu felt, the clouded leopard mother and cub followed him ever higher, ever deeper into the clouds.